Good evening. Just a reminder to everyone that our offering for tonight, for this evening's Thanksgiving service, will go towards the Siberian Lutheran Mission Society. We've been giving them our Thanksgiving offerings for the past several years, and all the funds go towards their Save the Seminary campaign. It's an initiative to create an endowment for the seminary to help it so it doesn't close. So we really appreciate all of your help and assistance with this great project. The Old Testament reading for this Thanksgiving Eve service is from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is from the second chapter of 1 Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of the Lord. Our gospel reading is from the 4th chapter of Matthew. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You probably remember the story of the Israelites. They were once slaves in Egypt, and God rescued them from Pharaoh. They crossed the Red Sea, entered the wilderness, and there was a lot of them. Close to maybe 2 million people. A lot of people. You know, it's interesting. When they left Egypt, they didn't really plan for this trip. They didn't really think ahead about taking extra clothes or water or even food. There just wasn't any time. And there was not a single Israelite who stood up before they left Egypt and said, "Hey, wait a minute. Before we go, we need to do some planning for this trip." Not a single Israelite said, "Okay, we have about 2 million people who eat about 3 loaves of bread a day, so we need to make sure we have 6 million loaves of bread, and that's just for our first day." There was absolutely no planning when they left Egypt. There was no time. But even more importantly than no time or no planning,
It was the word of God that told them to go. And they just got up and left. Because God told the Israelites he would provide for his people. And God did provide. God told the Israelites they can trust him. And God showed the Israelites that they could trust him. God told the Israelites he will be faithful to them. And God showed the Israelites he was faithful to them. God told the Israelites he would give them just what they needed to survive. No more, but no less. And God did give them just what they needed. Our reading from Deuteronomy tonight said this: "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Those Israelites had no idea how God was going to take care of them when they stepped into that wilderness. They had no clue, no idea. But God did take care of them. He gave them manna from heaven. And you know, even though they had that manna from heaven, it wasn't always easy for the Israelites to believe what God said to them. Some of them wanted fancier food than just the bread. We can't blame them. If one of our high schools around here chose to serve the exact same lunch day after day after day, week after week after week, there would be complaints galore. Letters would be written to congressmen, I'm sure of it. And there would probably even be some lawsuits from some of our more fickle members of those school districts. And yet for the Israelites, for 40 years, instead of letting his people starve to death in the wilderness, God provided his people the same bread from heaven, day after day, week after week, year after year, decade after decade. And he did this to show them that he was faithful and that they could have faith in him. God did this to prove that he was trustworthy and they could trust him. God did this to remind them they were a people who were dependent upon him for everything. And not much has changed over the years. In this life, it is not merely bread that sustains you. It is God's word to you that sustains you, a word that keeps you going. In this life, it is God's promise to you that is keeping you going. Yes, a loaf of bread can fill your belly, but it is the word of God in the bread of life, Jesus Christ himself, that truly feeds your body and your soul in this life and in the life to come. The Lord's Supper is a bread grounded in the sacrifice of Jesus' body on the cross, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Now that is a bread that lasts forever. That is a manna from heaven that can sustain us for eternity. That is a bread and a promise that God gives to you day after day, year after year, decade after decade. That his son has died for all of your sins, for their forgiveness. And God has grounded that promise up and made out of it the bread itself that we receive in the Lord's Supper to remind you of that promise, that everlasting, eternal promise That doesn't just pass through you like when you eat a meal of bread. No, this bread lasts with you forever. Just as the Israelites were taught to hunger for God, so are you. Just as the Israelites were taught sometimes painfully that only God will be faithful to them in this world, so also are we sometimes broken down a bit in this life, so that we can also see who it is that truly is faithful to us at all times and in all places and in every circumstance of life. Just as the Israelites were taught every single day to rely upon God as the very fountain and source of all things, so also do I pray that every single day God will also teach all of us that every single thing you have and every single thing you are ultimately comes from God. And I'm not just talking about giving thanks for the turkey on a table tomorrow. No, it's much more than just a turkey or a meal. Every beat of your heart is a gift to you from God. And I hope you never take those heartbeats for granted. Every breath that you breathe in and out of your lungs is a breath given to you by Jesus Christ. And I hope you never take your breath for granted. In fact, every movement of our bodies, every step that we're ever able to take, every movement of our hands, every word that comes out of our tongues, from our mouths, all of that is a gift from God Himself. Things that can be so easily taken for granted, which I hope none of us ever so easily take for granted. God trained up the Israelites in the wilderness. Before they were to enter the promised land, God was proving to them He was faithful, so they could put their faith in Him. God was proving to them that He is trustworthy, so they could put their trust in Him. And God was showing them how much He loved them, so they also could love Him. And God is doing the same thing for all of you in Christ. We have not yet entered our promised land of eternal life. Not yet. In this life, in many ways, we're just like the Israelites, who are receiving all of our life from the hand of God Himself. And for that, we can and we should be very thankful. Right now, God is proving He is faithful to us, so we can have faith in Him. God is proving He is trustworthy to us, so you can trust Him. And God is showing you, especially through Christ, how much He cares about you, how much He loves you, so you also can love Him and love and care for one another with the same love that Christ shows all of us right now. And for all of that, especially on this celebration of Thanksgiving, we certainly can and should give thanks to our God for all that He does for us every single day. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.